With sports news, I'm David Gustina. The college basketball where conference tournaments continue as teams try to earn automatic berths into the NCAA tournament. The only ranked team action on Wednesday was number 25 Oklahoma, which held off Iowa State 79-73 in the opening round of the Big 12 tournament. In the ACC, Syracuse defeats North Carolina State 89-68 in the second round. Meanwhile, North Carolina dominated inside in its 101-59 win over Notre Dame. And Miami became the first number 13 seed to ever reach the quarterfinals. Finals in the ACC, upsetting number 5 Clemson 67-64. Duke, meanwhile, went on to a 70-56 win against Louisville.
To the MAC in men's college basketball, two upsets last night, where number 1 Siena fell to number 9 Iona 55-52, and number 7 Fairfield beat number 2 Monmouth 79-60. Today, number 3 St. Peter's takes on number 11 Rider, and number 4 Marist faces number 5 Niagara.
In the Big East, Georgetown limited Marquette, posting a 68-49 victory in the opening game. DePaul surprised Providence 70-62, and Butler, the 10th-seeded Bulldogs, oust Xavier 70-69. To women's basketball in the Atlantic 10, where yesterday Davidson beat St. Bonaventure 69-61. George Washington passed George Mason 62-56. Today, VCU takes on Davidson. LaSalle faces Duquesne. UMass faces St. Joseph's, and Richmond will take on George Washington. In the NBA, it was Memphis 127, Washington 112, and Dallas finished off San Antonio 115-104.
The National Hockey League and ESPN are together again. The two sides announced a 7-year agreement beginning next season that includes 4 Stanley Cup finals, the NHL All-Star Game, and comprehensive streaming rights.
I'm David Gustina.